episode 753, Super Bowl Nutrition.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready to party because it is Super Bowl Nutrition today. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. Oh, yes, you have got to get it on today. If you are not part of the United States, hey, that's okay because you're still going to want to stay tuned. This is going to be a great episode for you because you're going to learn how to do the party shuffle. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. For those of you who are brand new and joining us, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Well, I mentioned the Super Bowl nutrition, right? We love to feast on food. And for those of you who are not in the United States, here we are having on Sunday, we are celebrating the Super Bowl. Yes, it's the Atlanta Falcons versus the New England Patriots. And maybe you have your church putting on something together. I know our church does that. We actually bring in and donate lots of food, and then we watch the Super Bowl at our campus there, our church campus. Other areas, you just go to, you know, friends and family, and you just kind of have a Super Bowl party. But I wanted to go over a few things because it's parties like these that just have, you know, they make you go wild. And you break every rule in the book, and it's like the second Thanksgiving. We consume in one evening, within a period of about 4 hours of watching this game, over 2,400 calories. Over 120 grams of fat. Are you feeling a bit bloated yet? Well, I sure am. Even if we're trying to do it well, we have those temptations in front of us. And so I wanted to bring to you all some Super Bowl nutrition that not only you can use for the day of the game, but you can also use throughout the rest of your party life. And we know how everyone likes to party, right? We all like to have a party. So let's dive deep. First, let's talk about some Super Bowl food shockers. I found these stats and it was quite intriguing to say the least. How many of you all like chicken wings? I love chicken wings. I love them. Per the National Chicken Council, get this, Americans will consume 1.25 billion chicken wings on game day. Did you just hear that? Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to consume that many, but that sounds like a lot of chicken. And if you think about how they make those chicken wings, oh my goodness. If I was to eat the way they always cook them, that would not be good. So since we're talking chicken wings, I want to give you a healthy alternative. Yes, you still get to eat chicken wings. I'm not going to make you have something else that's like a chicken wing. You get to eat the chicken wings. But what I want you to do is I want you to bake them. And actually, I want you to bake them at 450 degrees for about 50 to 55 minutes. Okay, so I use my broiler pan. I line it first with the, like, a you know, aluminum foil, and then I put on the little grated cover there, and then I lay all my wings out. I brush them with olive oil and sprinkle it with pink Himalayan salt. Then I put it in the oven at 450 degrees for 50 to 55 minutes, and that's literally layering where there's not really a space for me to see anything, and I cook them just until they're a little bit golden yellow, a little crispy brown, but they're not burning. Very important, they're not burning. Some ovens, you may have to go 60 minutes, okay? So don't freak out if you're like, they don't look golden. That's okay. Leave them in there a little bit longer. Then what you're going to do is you're going to bring them out, and then you're going to let your guest choose their sauces. In our family, it's a party every day. It's a Super Bowl nutrition every single day because we have so many in the family. And so I just kind of make it a chicken wing potluck, and they get to pick their own sauces. So I just have this whole little gamut of sauces and they tell me what they want. So when I pull out the chicken wings and my daughter wants five of them, I take five out and I make specifically five for her. Okay, then what I do, this is the trick. Are you listening? This is the key here to make them yummy but really healthy. You're going to coat them whatever sauce you like. I don't care what it is, homemade, not homemade. I don't care if it's fattening. If you go to the store and you buy your wing's favorite wing restaurant and you buy their sauce, that's fine too. Use that. So you're going to sauce it up. You may need 3/4, little squirts depending upon how many wings are in that little bowl. You're going to toss them around, completely cover them. Put them back on the broiler pan and stick them back in the oven for 5 to 7 minutes. Now, if you have already pre-cooked your chicken wings, meaning you've done this 60-minute thing to have like this fresh batch of stuff, and later on you're going to do that, then you may want to go 10 to 12 minutes to kind of warm them up again. But you're going to put them back in the oven, and the sauce, now you have to watch out because the more sugar that's in the sauce, the faster it will burn. Did you hear that? The more sugar in the sauce, the faster it will burn. So you're not going to be burning the chicken wings again, but you want to leave them in there enough to get them hot. And so 5 to 7 minutes if you've just cooked them and they're really fresh, or if they're fresh that day cooked, but they're kind of cool now, then you may want to do 10 to 12 minutes. And you can even lower the temperature. Instead of 450 degrees, lower it to about like 400 degrees. So you can leave it in there a little bit longer and not burn the sauce. Keep them in there. Bring them out, okay? And then guess what? You sauce them again. Oh my gosh. And then you plate them. I am telling you, you will not miss having them fried. They are fabulous. And they're not hard to do, okay? So that's your healthy alternative, okay? So back to Super Bowl food shockers. Here we go. So we talked about the chicken wings. So ultimately, eat them, enjoy them, but eat wisely when you do them, okay? Pizza. How many of you all like pizza? I love pizza. I can't have pizza. I would love to indulge in pizza, but the crust itself, because of the gluten, I can't have it. So I use different alternatives, but here is the food shocker. There's going to be 1 in 7 Americans who are going to order takeout. And of those who order the takeout, 60% of those are going to order pizza. Can I just say OMG? Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of pizza. And then let's go on to chips. Chips are amazing. I got to admit now on, across the airways here, I bought my chips for the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. My pantry's stocked. Maybe I should take a picture of them. With as many as we have, it's like a bag per person because they like different things. And so I have to make sure I have all of them for each individual. So the amount of chips consumed will be 11 million pounds on game day. Oh my goodness. 4 million pounds of pretzels and 2.5 million pounds of nuts. Now that's nuts. That's just craziness. Okay, so we've got chicken wings, we got pizza, we got chips. Now we got to talk beer, okay? Now, I got to tell you, I'm not a big beer drinker, but I know a lot of you are out there, and that's okay. Did you know that 50 million cases of beer will be drank this weekend alone? That's here for Americans. That's crazy. And if you're not a big beer drinker, but you like your sodas, oh yeah, Americans are going to spend over $2.37 million on soda. Now, those are the food shockers. But what shocked me even more is I continue to dive into this research because truly the Super Bowl here in the U.S. is like a second Thanksgiving. We indulge and overindulge. We almost make ourselves sick. Oh, wait, yet we do make ourselves sick because on the next day, which is for us is the Monday, antacid sales are going to increase 20%. That's on average. Huh, you wonder why? Well, look what they just ate. We just went over the food shockers. And then on top of that, 6% are going to call in sick. Now, I tell you all of this because your Super Bowl nutrition doesn't have to knock you out of the game. If you're not into the Atlanta Falcons or the New England Patriots, and your team is out, but you're like, but I'm watching it anyway because I'm going for the commercials. And some of you are like, I'm going because I have no choice. My husband, my spouse, they're hog-tying me, and I've got to go, and I've got to be involved in the Super Bowl thing, and I don't like it. Well, I know. I used to not always like it, but I grew up with football, and I happen to be a big fan of it. But my thing is I want you to be able to attend a party and not get this drag of having to pop the antacids, to feel bloated, to feel tired when you're actually watching the game, to the point where you're taking snoozes and you're missing the commercials. You don't care about the football itself, but you're missing the commercials. You're not going to have anything to talk about the next day because you're groggy, you're foggy, you're achy. You know, those joints are going to feel even worse than when you started. So you're like, okay, then tell me the solution. What is the Super Bowl nutrition? Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It is the party shuffle. Oh, yeah, and you're going to want to shuffle. It's the party shuffle. Number one, P, plan to move. You have to get in your intentional movement early. Plan it out. You are going to be sitting or just standing around. Very little movement will happen. And in fact, those 10,000 steps that supposedly we're supposed to be getting every single day is not going to happen. So you need to make sure that you get up and you either walk on the treadmill. If it's beautiful enough outside, go outside for 30 or 45 minutes and get a run in or a great walk in. Take your kiddos with you. Take your puppy dog. You know, if you have to, take your pet hamster, but get out and plan to move. Number two, A, accelerate the H2O, accelerate the water. You have to stay hydrated. If you need to, bring your own water bottle. If you go to a party, if you're going to your church, if you're going to a community event, bring your own favorite water bottle so you can fill it up and refill it. And you can also keep track as to how much you're drinking. Okay, one thing that you can do to help you remember is for every drink that's not water, so whether you're doing beer, alcohol, juice, milk, I don't care, anything that's not water, every single time you drink something like that, then you need to do a full at least 8 ounces worth of water. So every other drink needs to be water. I'm telling you, that will help you tremendously. And it's not about the calories. It's about the health of your internal cells. You want to wake up refreshed on Monday and not groggy and foggy. You don't want to be achy. This is how you do it. Okay? So A, accelerate the H2O. Number three, R, reduce the graze effect. What do I mean by that? Reduce the graze effect. If you are hosting a party, or maybe you're just hosting your own family, like for us, you know, I mean, it's always a party here. Have the food away from where the TV is going to be. Don't make it easy for people to stand around and just sit there and munch nonstop. Now, they're going to complain that I'm going to miss this play. You know what? It's okay. They need to miss the play. Do they go to the bathroom in those 4 hours? Oh, yes, they will. So they can miss a play and a half to go and get the food that they want on their plate. So what you're doing, though, is you are helping them what? Move a little bit. And you're also making them realize that, okay, wait, if the food's not right there, then I have to prepare a plate and I walk away. That means I'm going to eat what's on my plate. Then we understand and we're aware of what we're putting into our body versus when we're grazing, we have no idea. Have you ever tried eating a full bag of potato chips if you were told to go eat a full bag of potato chips? But if you're just talking to people and you're drinking things, you have no clue you'll eat a bag of potato chips without any thought. So put a little effort into it. And if you're the host or if it's just your family, number three, reduce the graze effect and keep the food away from the TV as a central location. Put it in the kitchen or, you know, put it in another room so people actually have to walk to it, get it, gather what they want, and then come back to watch it. Number four, we're on the party for T, target the goal. Oh, yes, you got to target. And what I'm talking about here is you. If you are having these goals, you've got your New Year's resolutions and you're like, oh, Christiane, I have been so on target. It's been awesome, but I'm afraid I'm going to go to the party and it's going to be horrible. Well, guess what? Plan it. Take something for you. Okay. Bring some healthy alternatives, either just for you, portion controlled out for you, or bring it to where you can share. It's amazing that when you bring healthy alternatives, people want to do it too. It's just that we're not used to that. Okay. Everybody's in their own habits. And a lot of people are, I'm grabbing the quick and easy, and the quick and easy are what? Takeout, chicken wings, your pizza, your chips and dip, your beer and soda. If you got that, you got it all. Once in a while, you may throw in there a veggie dip, but that's far and few between. So make some healthy alternatives and choices and bring those. So target the goal. And number five, the why of the party is this: yield to the many. And I'm not talking the big as in many, lots of them, but the many as in little, many meals. You want to eat many meals. Don't think of this as I'm snacking, I'm just having a little bit of this and that and the other. Oh no. You want to make sure you have a protein and a vegetable on your plate every single time you go up to have food. So if chicken wings are the big thing there, and maybe you have some celery and some dip or some broccoli, or you know, you've got hummus to choose from, you've got different things, maybe some guacamole and chips, make sure you have a protein and a vegetable on that plate, and then sparingly add in those carbohydrates. Okay, you don't want to have half a plate of carbohydrates and then no protein. This is going to help your body in how it digests, what it does for the cells, processing it out. You're not going to get this spike in your sugar levels. You're not going to be going like, I'm awake, now I'm down. I'm awake, now I'm down. Okay, you're going to have consistency there. It's the party shuffle. You can do that. So here we go. Let's review this. Number one, plan. Number two, accelerate. Number three, reduce. Number four, target. And number five, yield to the many. You've got this party shuffle down. And ultimately, you know what? It's truly a time to come together. Remember, you're not necessarily there for the game, because if you're watching the game, you're not getting paid for the game. So enjoy the people that you're with. Pay attention to them. Maybe actually this time put your phones away and enjoy the blessings that you have before you. If it is going to be your second Thanksgiving, then have and lead with gratitude the entire way. Go out, do that party shuffle. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.